I'm feeling deep pain because I'm not able to turn around something I heard you say. And hear and hear it with giraffe ears. And I hate using my past as an excuse. This feels like an excuse, and I hate that. So that's the message I'm giving myself. As a child of having that revulsion of having the dirty diaper. So when you say that jackal delivery system of delivering the package of shit, I'm having a hard time turning that around or turning that around and hearing it with giraffe ears. I'm not knowing why you said that. I guess I'm needing clarity. It's
Tell me a little bit more about that image you have about the diapers, and then I maybe can see the difference between what I said and why you're having trouble hearing it.
Well, I guess when I was listening to what you were sharing and gone through some similar situations and having some empathy and open heart, I was also at the same time with what you were saying about with my parents. What's the process? I can't even think right now. I'm feeling overwhelmed about what the beauty was in what my parents did by their revulsion of me and leaving me in a little closet that was supposed to be a bedroom with a dirty diaper because my mother would throw up when she, she can't stand dirty diapers. So I took that on as me.
So you took it on. You really saw from that there was something wrong with you that the parents.
Yeah, and that was reinforced in many other ways that I don't need to go in.
So you didn't have the experience that my grandmother did.
Your grandmother?
Yes, my grandmother was totally paralyzed, so she would defecate in her pants. And I put in my book that one of the greatest gifts I ever got was my uncle came over to help my mother every night. And when he was cleaning her up, he had the most beautiful smile on his face. Just to meet her needs of cleaning her up. He couldn't have gotten a better gift.
I feel better already. It's like that enemy image I can replace with another image.
Yeah, you just can see that unfortunately you can feel sadness for your parents that somehow they weren't given the gifts that my uncle had, that they could have received it that way.
Yes.
To have received such a beautiful gift and not seen it. If the other person receives it, we will see that they're receiving a beautiful gift. It's impossible to express a need to another person and they receive it and that not to happen. That's now a lot can happen that they don't receive it. That's unfortunate. That's what I want us to get some clarity about today, how to. But the main thing, and we're already deeply into what I wanted to cover, which is the main thing is about the needs. It's not even how we express them or what words we use, but our consciousness about them. See? And unfortunately, a lot of us have had many of these reactions that you're talking about, not just to your diapers, but to almost anything we want. If our parents were in so much pain because their needs weren't getting met, it's very likely that every message we got, or many of the messages we got to our needs, was a message of pain instead of somebody receiving a gift. And we didn't have giraffe ears, so we start to connect that what's alive in us is something ugly. So I was trying, as I said, I was well aware of the semanticist warning that the map is not the territory. So something as beautiful as needs, it's the central part of what I teach, and I've never come up with words to describe it. The best I can do is needs. But it doesn't for me, word-wise, it's not a beautiful enough description. But the only other option I can think of, I don't know how to fit it into everyday language, because for me, as I just let it out today, what is a need to me? It's a present manifestation of divine energy within us. It's a life force. We're part of this beauty. We're a part of it, an integral part of it. My goodness, the beauty, the awe, it's incredible. We're a part of it. And the most direct way I know of connecting with that is through what I call needs. It's the life energy within me. It indicates that I'm a part of this wonder. But being aware of that, I'm more patient about not having good words, because again, as I said, I really appreciate the Jewish problem of you can't describe God. This is similar. This is our connection to God. So words, of course, they're not gonna do it. Can't describe something of such awe with words. So that's the ascriptive nature of it. That's what I mean by that needs are ascriptive. All we can do is do the best we can with these words to get a glimmer to other people of that manifestation that's within me at this moment. I see in the needs this living force within me. It's connected, it's interdependent with the life. It makes me feel at one with a leaf. I mean, I am a leaf.
So it's our connection to the rest of the universe.
Yes. We are part of this beautiful universe. And look at all of the living phenomena in the universe. They have needs. Trees have needs. Bees have needs.
Scorpions have needs.
What?
Scorpions have needs.
Hungarians have needs.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that one. What was that? Maybe they don't.
They do.
They do. Every time I think I see all the beauty in the world, somebody opens me up to I'm seeing just a sliver.
So you said that, I'm sorry, what you said that when somebody really receives your need, they'll have the look of a child. What was the rest of that?
Receiving a gift from Santa Claus. And even that's probably not strong enough. They'll feel connected to divine energy. Number one, they'll feel the connection. But number two, they'll also receive another precious gift of being able to satisfy a need that I really believe if we had the David Letterman's top 10 needs that are the most fun to satisfy. You don't know David Letterman. But you also don't know who won the World Series.
That's okay, I don't
either. Yeah, I don't either.
How can anyone consider themselves cultured that doesn't revere baseball? I'll never
recognize New York Yankees. Benefit from being an oaf, you don't have to worry about being cultured at all.
Now, nobody has ever been so oafish not to care about baseball. Oh, my God. We're doing a terrible job screening for these IITs. So in the David Letterman's top 10 needs, most fun needs, I see now I'm going to have to change my whole view of the universe, because I just have assumed until today that the number one top need was to watch baseball. So now I see that isn't a need, that's a strategy. So okay, so let's change it. And let me say now that at least at the moment, I think that the need that is the most enjoyable, and here again, how do you put words to needs? Now, it would be what the psychiatrist Viktor Frankl calls man's search for meaning. But see, I don't like his way of describing this beauty of need, meaning, a need for meaning. He says this need was so strong that when he was in the concentration camp, he saw that even though people were starving and under these horrible conditions, the ones that survived figured out how to get that need met under those conditions. And why now he builds his whole approach to psychiatry on this very important need for meaning. But the meaning to me is too mental. It doesn't have as much beauty as I'm sure he means by it. But I don't like my words. The best I can describe it, and maybe you all want to help me or develop your own, the way I talk about it is the need to contribute to life, to enrich life. It's, you see, to be a creative force in life, to enrich life, to support it. Yes?
I have this recollection of Frankl's writing that the people who survived were the ones who could empathically connect with others and take care of them.
That was their way of meeting their need to enrich life. So yes, they were able to do that, and doing that met their own need to, even in the bleakest of conditions, and to enrich it, not only to connect with it, but to enrich it, even under those conditions. So what I'm saying, though, I'm bringing this up now, when we see in people's eyes this, I got an opportunity to meet the most precious need in the universe to enrich life. That's the eyes that people have when they receive our needs. So if they don't have those eyes, then I know they didn't receive my needs. Because it's impossible, I believe, for somebody to see an opportunity to enrich life as other than a precious gift.
Overwhelmed by their own needs.
Then I have to not allow that look in their eyes for me for one second to take away from the beauty of what I offered them. And that's why we have to have these ears on when we reveal the beauty of what's alive in us, because how horrible if instead of having these ears, we have these ears, and then we take that look and think that it was deadened by the toxicity of our need. How horrible to express a divine gift, and by having these ears on, we start to hate ourselves, think we're needy, think we're selfish, think that we're burdened, think that we're demanding.